in cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
Barr added they are looking at certain district attorneys, too.
Who have adopted policies of charging foreign nationals with lesser offenses for the express purpose of avoiding the federal immigration consequences.
Barr says all these actions jeopardize domestic security, violate the rule of law, and will bring lawsuits alleging interference.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
There's a reason why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy has America's best dairy products.
We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources.
Those resources are cows. That's where milk comes from. At Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, our methods are tried and true.
Artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby. And then we take her milk that's intended for a calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Because it's so delicious.
I don't know what I'd be without it.
You'd have osteoporosis, probably, Joaquin.
We share the same love.
The love of farm-fresh milk, butter, and cheese. Why Joaquin Phoenix Dairy?
Because he's an A-list Oscar-winning Hollywood celebrity and knows better than you. That's why.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy, made with pretentiousness.
Joaquin Phoenix Dairy. We artificially inseminate the cows, so you don't have to.
We love our milk, don't we, Mr. Mange to Weenie? Mr. Fuva to Flange. It is 3 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's Rich and I were texting back and forth this morning. In the amp-up to the show, 1.03 at my place last night.
I had 0.84. Jay is the winner at 1.48.
So who does he think he is? Because he's got a bigger one.
I'm the preferred community.
he's always got more.
I got to tell you, Seth Spotlow was sitting in your chair yesterday afternoon, and we were watching the radar, and that line, it looked like on the screen a big dragon ready to bite Georgia. That's how it looked, like a giant dragon.
You on drugs?
Nothing hallucinogenic.
Did you see all the water rescues up in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa yesterday?
Amazing day. This is just practice for tomorrow.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
So again, I say to you, it's 70 degrees at 7 o'clock in the morning on the 11th day of February with a relative humidity now of 88%. And boy, oh boy, it feels tropical. Risk of showers and thunderstorms today, especially this afternoon and through the evening hours. Storm Prediction Center has a marginal severe weather risk. I think it's very marginal. I guess there could be a couple of stronger cells with some gusty winds. Today's high 76, tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Small risk of showers daytime, but showers and thunderstorms become likely Wednesday night and through the overnight hours and through Thursday morning. Some of those storms could be strong, possibly severe. We're in a level 2 out of 5 severe weather risk, and it's another one of those Wednesday night overnight deals with the damaging wind gust possibility and a tornado can't be ruled out. Shower threat ends around lunchtime Thursday. Falling temperatures. We're in the 30s, low 30s by Friday morning. A chilly day on Friday, but dry. Saturday's dry, and then more rain Sunday. Jeez. Wait till you see next week. Another round of showers and storms just about every day. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies, south winds at 8 miles per hour. It's 70 at 7:06. Boy, you know, I hope everything's going smoothly at your house this morning. The worst thing is, you're still barefoot in the morning, you're walking around, and then you hear splish splash, whether you're in your bathroom or maybe in your kitchen, and you go, oh no, a plumbing issue. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. That includes holidays. That includes the weekend. And I had a problem with not knowing who to call for a long time until about 5 or 6 years ago when a friend of mine said, Plumbing by Luke Wire is the way to go. And I go, really? Because I've been using them for air conditioning and heating all over the years as well. But anyway, give them a call, 264-9666, and tell them I told you to call. And they'll be They'll be sending you. In fact, they'll give you a target time when they think the plumber will be there. And then when the plumber's on his way, he picks up the phone and calls, and you know he's on his way. All right? Plumbing by Luke Wire. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Welcome to the show.
Do you know what today is?
Tuesday. Well, back to work.
You're always working.
Always working.
What's your secret?
What's the secret of your success?
One word.
One word.
Working. No, it's two.
Always working.
Wow, really?
Oh, that.
Scientists have determined that the secret is to drink lots of coffee.
Yeah, I can see that.
You ready to start?
Let's start the show.
Let's do that. And if we get desperate, I have the new Inquirer rumor. And the headline there says...
We're going to get that desperate?
No. <probably not. laughs> But that's why you always have more than you need. China virus will kill 65 million people. Your source, the National Enquirer. Windsor's forced to pay $1 trillion in back taxes. Lid blows off. The Royals' money secrets.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
At $4.95, was it $4.95 or $5.95 for this thing? Yeah.
You're kidding. That's what they charge for that?
Yeah. It used to be 35 cents. Now, I know we kind of forget how much time passes, but that's a lot. But you see, I subscribe to it for two reasons. Sometimes there's something in there that you can have fun with on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I know at least one thing will be in my mailbox once a week that I'll be excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have a couple of things that that come in the mail. That
did you get any other rag besides the Inquirer?
I used to get the Globe, but yeah. I had to cut budget somewhere,
right?
Because you know it's like 60, 70 bucks to subscribe to that for a year.
Yeah,
I don't want to. I don't want to have a "How old are we?" contest here, but I remember when I first got interested in Sports Illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a card inside, so I bought it, and they had a card inside the magazine, subscribed for 1 year for $2.97. Whole year, including the swimsuit issue.
Hey, remember growing up, Life and Look?
Life and, oh, the postal people hated Life Day.
They were bigger.
Yeah, that was a large magazine. It weighed, it was a heavy stock, glossy print, and the post people hated Life Magazine Day.
I bet.
It was tough because almost everybody subscribed.
I'm sure they're out of business for many years, right?
They do the specials.
They're in the grocery store, right?
Yeah. Some of those are really good. In fact, there was one Life magazine on the subject of creativity, and I bought it and gave it to Janelle because I looked in it and I loved what I saw in there.
Nice.
A creative process, how to improve. You haven't seen any evidence of me getting better at it, have you?
No.
Okay. Maybe I should borrow it from her next time I go down to see her. And I mean, it's after 7 o'clock, all this rain, and then the abrupt cold, and then warming up, your house doesn't know whether to contract or expand with these great variations. All of that activity, though, over a period of time, the older your house is, the more likely it is to contract and expand in a way that creates just enough of a sliver in the roof for water to get in. Don't panic. Call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009. They'll come out. They'll trace the source of the leak. Generally, all that needs to be done is to have that area resealed so it doesn't happen again. And then dispatch a painter to take care of that hideous stain in the ceiling. Because that's how you tell that these things go on. Very rarely does it mean you need to replace a roof, although when it comes time for roof replacement, deal with a company that backs up their work with a rock-solid guarantee, so solid you can see it on their website, jbroof.com. There's three there that they redid to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer. And for any other services like replacement windows, we've had them install screen doors at both of our places. They do such a great job. They're paint matching. They're real perfectionists. 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com. Random facts coming up next. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz at 7-Eleven.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a storage unit fire early Monday morning. Crews were called to the Red Dot storage facility on Atlanta Highway. 10 units were damaged. Officials say a woman has minor injuries. The cause of that fire is under investigation. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team will hold a public meeting Wednesday. The goal is to get public input on many of the critical issues the team is tackling. That meeting is at 5:30 Wednesday at Montgomery City Hall. And the Pike Road Planning Commission approved the site plans for a Publix grocery store last night. The store will be built at the intersection of Pike Road and Vaughn Road. Construction should begin in March. It's expected to be completed by spring of 2021. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Across America, George Soros is spending billions to defeat conservative prosecutors and judges. Think Alabama is immune? Think again. 2 years ago, Soros tried to take over the Alabama Supreme Court, but you stopped him. Now Soros is back and taking aim at Judge Beth Kellum on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Why? Because Kellum's tough, and George Soros can't control her. Now she needs your vote. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals.
I'm Beth Kellum. As a judge, I fight for the Constitution and the law, and it's too bad if Mr. Soros doesn't like it. I'm asking for your vote on March 3rd so that I can continue to fight for what's right, regardless of what George Soros, the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, or anyone else might think.
Stop socialism. Stop Soros. Keep Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. For Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 6181, Montgomery, 36106.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Well, 90s nostalgia is still growing as a TV trend. Here to comment is Rachel from Friends.
Yeah. Hi, oh, Cohen. Yeah, hi.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm
Now, so what are you doing?
What?
Can you just drop that for a second? Vanessa, come on.
What? Oh, what? Me? Oh, wow. No. I don't. What? What?
Yes.
Wow. No. Is it like this?
No.
What? Wow.
No.
What?
Vanessa.
Yeah.
What?
No, I don't do that.
Come on, babes.
What?
Oh. Oh,
and now, I got a headache from that. Give me a couple of Anacin just before.
See, folks, Anacin used to be a painkiller.
Still is.
Excedrin.
Did you know? Hey, I got a ship random fact coming up for you.
A what?
A ship.
Oh, thank you.
Ship.
I thought you said something really vulgar like Schiff.
No.
No Schiff in the studio.
Did you know that most of us have eaten a lot of insects? Now, it's not the whole spiders, ever how many, whatever, in your lifetime, you'll swallow 8 spiders in your sleep type thing. That's a myth.
Don't give Wiley any extra ideas.
Right, exactly. Don't bring us any more food. Carmine, which is also known as red number 4, is one of the most common food dyes and is made from the crushed up shell of the cochineal beetle.
The Beatles!
The FDA allows up to 225 insect fragments and 4.5 rodent hairs per 225 grams of macaroni.
Can you see the busting a company for just one hair over the...
one hair over the line, sweet Jesus.
Don't you know?
Citrus juices are allowed 5 fly eggs or 1 maggot per 250 milliliters.
How's your breakfast doing at home, folks?
Good God.
Picking fly eggs out of my peanut butter one.
Well, peanut butter's in there. A 16-ounce jar of peanut butter can have up to 136 insect fragments and 4 rodent hairs.
I thought mine tasted a little extra crunchy today.
That's one more rodent hair than mac and cheese.
Yeah, look at the bright side.
It's healthy. Did you know that honeybees keep their hives at a constant temperature around 33 degrees Celsius? Now, if it gets...
That was the sound of a sting.
Oh. I just thought you really liked bees.
That's funny.
That was funny. I see that. That's okay. Funny. I'm having trouble figuring out what's funny and what ain't.
If it's too cold, they will generate heat by flexing their muscles. And if it's too hot, they will vent the hot air by fanning their wings, keeping it 33 degrees Celsius.
Okie dokie.
Did you know? Here's a morbid fact for you. Okay. And if I go deeper on this fact, it only gets worse. The scattering of human ashes at Disneyland and Disney World happens a whole lot more frequently than you would probably like to think.
Oh, man.
Park employees have a special code to report it for cleanup.
Oh, no.
They figure the Haunted Mansion probably has the most of the human remains inside of it.
That's it. You know,
human ashes, not remains, but ashes.
How do you do that? I mean, you know, it's not like you're talking about an incinerated goldfish you're spreading around.
I mean,
there's a lot of ashes.
Couldn't you find some other more appropriate place like the Pacific Ocean?
The ocean? Yeah, I know.
What are you going to pick? Chuck E. Cheese?
The Haunted Mansion ride pauses a lot, and so people probably just do the little, they just dump it there.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to go anymore. I'll tell you off air as far as the more morbid aspect
of
this.
Set in your eyes. What?
If you just think about the kind of place that Disney World and Disneyland is, then you can get an idea of the type of ashes that are being spread.
Okie dokie.
Did you know California, is named after a fictional island from a Spanish chivalry novel written in 1510 and is supposedly located in the Indies? That's where the origin of the name California comes from.
It used to be magical. Now it's tragical out there.
I love that.
Did you know, in nautical terms, here's our ship, random fact.
Okay.
In nautical terms, the line that attaches to the corner of a sail is known as a sheet. The expression, three sheets to the wind, which implies that someone is, you know, drunk, refers to those lines being loose, allowing the sail to wave around wildly in the wind.
Oh, wow.
Didn't know that.
So nautical terms, three sheets to the wind. Yeah,
about that.
Exactly.
Or if you're not quite there, two sheets
to the wind. Two sheets to go. Did you know in 1994, fish farts were a source of diplomatic tension between Sweden and Russia? The sound of these were misidentified by the sonars of the Swedish Royal Navy as a Russian submarine.
I didn't know. What fish breaks wind at such a loud volume?
Well, whales, I would imagine.
Well, yeah. They got those huge blowholes.
I don't think it comes from there.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think that's where.
Pardon my eruption.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Simon and Garfunkel. We'll talk about Gin and Tonic.
Okay. Still,
I didn't know they were making an album.
It's one of the standard drinks since the what, 20s? Or
yeah, it's been around a long time.
We have another random fact about a drink as well coming up. St. Valentine we'll talk about. And Milk Duds. We'll talk about those as well. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right. Stay tuned. It's 7:21. We have to check traffic.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy everywhere right now, and we've got an accident on Highway 80 just as you get into Montgomery at the ramps to I-65. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Seeing congestion around the boulevard at the major intersections. Taylor Road is busy. Atlanta Highway inbound to Madison and on into downtown. I-65 and 85 doing a good business through downtown Montgomery this morning. Very busy at the interchange. And we're seeing a lot of inbound cars on 231 from Wetumpka, 31 from Prattville, and, of course, the Troy Highway as well. Keep it here. We will keep you updated throughout the mornings. It's going to get busy over the next 30, 45 minutes. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We'll be giving away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question coming up. Just to give you the scoop on Food Outlet, if you've never been, and I am there every Sunday, have been in my 7th year as a Food Outlet shopper now. Every Sunday around 7:30, with rare exception.
7:52.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit.
That's when I get the text.
They not only have everything cost plus 10, but specials every week that go well below. Now, where you're really going to see these kind of savings is in the meat department all throughout. But this week, boneless pork loins, $1.28 a pound. That is one of the easiest roasts to make. It comes out, you cook it 425, half hour per pound. You can season it with cricket dust or like a rub, a Jamaican rub, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to make and so good. And $1.28 a pound.
What was the cut of steak we had this morning?
That was New York Strip.
Yeah, it was really good.
And, boy, they had some beauties. There, it was almost all red. Not much marble on those, but I like the way they cooked up. And I have a little piece at home for myself after the show. And throughout the store, the house brand is sure fine. I buy their ketchup. I'm no longer a Heinz exclusive snob because it really...
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And banquet pot pies, those are always great on a cold day. Those are 65 cents each. Again, whether it's dairy, meat, fresh vegetables, save there. That was the first thing I noticed. 46 cents a pound for bananas. That was, well, about two-thirds of what one of the big chain stores was charging for the same thing.
It's good for you.
Yes, healthy. Get your potassium at Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millburn, on Main, west of 31 in the preferred community of Prattville. And Coliseum Boulevard, Sunday morning, I'll see you. Right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, Food Outlet.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m., it's another Bama Half Off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 tomorrow at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now, only 6 insect parts for every 5.
Did you know Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson was originally called Mrs. Roosevelt, but the name was changed to not be too political?
Huh.
Interesting. This comes from, apparently, from an interview with...
Was it in the movie, The Graduate? Was
yes.
It the song? Yeah.
This comes from an interview from Paul Simon on The Dick Cavett Show from way back in 1970-something.
Well, it would have worked, you know, lyrically. Here's to you, Mrs. Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that politically, because what's the first thing you're going to think of? Eleanor.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that, a good that would kill the romance.
Not a good-looking woman.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Not a good-looking woman.
Oh. Did you know the correct plural for gin and tonic is gins and tonic? Because gin is considered the more important ingredient.
Yeah, okay.
That's what 9 out of 10 alcoholics say.
Did you know of a drink, and I think we've covered this on Random Facts, but it's called the Sour Toe Cocktail. It is a drink garnished with an actual human toe that has been dehydrated and preserved in salt, originally belonging to a miner who had it amputated, a coal miner who had it amputated in the 1920s. It was accidentally swallowed in 1980, but since then, 7 more toes have been donated.
Great.
Whoa. It's gross. Or as the first comment says, it's totally delicious. Did you know there are almost 40 saints associated with epilepsy, and Saint Valentine is one of them?
Epilepsy?
Yeah. One connection is that in German, Valentine is pronounced Valentin, which is connected to one denomination of the illness.
Interesting.
Literally known as the falling sickness. So, yeah.
Okay.
And finally, did you know that Milk Duds were intended to be a candy sphere? But the machines produce less than round candies, which the workers call duds.
Ah.
Yeah. And, of course, the milk part of the name refers to the large amount of milk that is actually in the candy itself. And thus you have milk duds.
Haven't had a milk dud in a long time.
How many bug parts that...
Can you have a milk dud? Yeah. Don't know. But, yeah. So those are all of your random facts.
Thank you, Jay. These two are going to plot together and come up with something for our pop quiz question. A reminder that having a go-to place for your car, without having to think twice, who's going to fix this, who's going to repair it, who's going to change the oil, they can do it all at any of the 3 Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. Keep in mind that Don's newest shop on Highway 14 may be physically situated in Millbrook, but it's incredibly convenient to folks in Prattville. So if you're in Prattville and you need something done, just basic service or need a diagnostic check run, the same offer goes to you there that people in Montgomery have been experiencing for years. If you need to get somewhere after you get your car in, just let them know so they can take you there. If you need a pickup, because nobody's available to do that for you, just let them know. That's part of their customer service, which will always exceed your highest expectations. And service with a smile at all three places as well. Most importantly, who's doing the work on your car? That's your family and friends riding along in there. You want to know that only certified master technicians are doing those diagnostic checks and the very best, working with your, you know, everything from the fundamentals, from oil change to tire change rotation. And by the way, when you're ready for new tires, why would you have to shop when you can go to Don Duncan and know you get a wholesale price on any major name brand? Again, 14, Highway 14 behind the McDonald's in Millbrook, convenient to Prattville, on Bell Road north of Vaughan in Montgomery, and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All right, ladies and gentlemen, they look ready. Here is today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Going back to random facts earlier in Random Facts, actually, we used a, excuse me, we used nautical terms to describe something.
Has to do with the line that's attached to the sail.
Right. That, yeah. That has to do with the line attached. What is the term that we got from that to describe a person?
I got you.
All right. 272-9228. We're going to go look for a winner right now.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. On this Tuesday, we are moving into our busiest time of the morning. We're after 7:30 on the clock, and that means we've got a lot of congestion now on the East-South Boulevard, all the way around the city. Atlanta Highway, very busy inbound to Madison, on into downtown. We've got a lot of cars on 231 headed into Montgomery, as well as 31 and the Troy Highway. I-65 and 85, very busy. We're showing a bit of a slowdown across the Alabama River Bridge into downtown right now. Please use caution wherever you are. Buckle up. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you, but one little mistake could cause a whole lot of people to be sitting in traffic, so please use caution this morning. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get the special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jonathan, you were first in on this pop quiz question. You have the winning answer.
I think so. Is it Three Sheets to the Wind?
Yes, it is.
Don't you know?
Good work. You are the winner of a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. We hope you will use it in good health and enjoy and become a regular Food Outlet shopper. Please hold on, Jonathan. Let's see if any of our other folks want to say hello, like Bo Holt.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, I would have had it. I was just calling in to say hello and to guess the answer.
Glad you did, buddy.
What was the original name of Mrs. Robinson? It wasn't Mrs. Robinson. It was another name.
Mrs. Roosevelt, and that was a great song and a great movie, too.
1968.
Not a good-looking woman.
You got it, man. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing.
Absolutely, yes. So
there you may go. Be trading up, Bo. Thanks for the call. Keith from Santuck. How are you, man?
Hi.
I'm doing great. I'm a winner. I get to listen to you guys every morning.
Oh man, I love that. That's great.
How's the water table up there in Santuck? You guys get
a lot of rain?
It's mushy.
I bet.
Yes, and the river. I just came across the river bridge, and it is way up right now.
They all are. Yeah.
It's way up. It ain't got a whole lot more to go. It's going to be toward the top of the bank.
Yeah. It's going to be a problem. All right, man. Well, listen, thanks for calling.
Yeah, take care. Hello, Sonia.
Hi. Good morning.
We wanted to thank
you. How are y'all?
You got a pop quiz question for her, Rich?
How many
Yeah, well, he mentioned certain allowances of stuff in foods, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, he mentioned rodent hairs. Do you remember how many rodent hairs are allowed in a certain amount of peanut butter?
P's and Paul, T's and T.
Three, four.
Four is right. You are so right. You got
that's very impressive. Thank you for that. I couldn't answer that one.
That was a tough one. Rodent hairs.
Yeah, the other one was three.
Yeah, exactly. You are so right. Yeah.
I wish we had another prize to give you for being as bright and brilliant as you are.
Yep, yeah, that was good.
Hey, I love listening to y'all every morning. Well, y'all have a wonderful day.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, Otter, keep listening to Animal Stories coming up. Because guess why?
You're going to speak about an otter?
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Yeah, there's an otter in Animal Stories and a couple of other beasts, too. Right now, the weather's been a bit of a beast.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Keith was just mentioning the rivers. If you watch my morning video this morning, you'll see an interesting map. Where you see yellow dots on the map are rivers that are getting close to bank full. And one of them is the Alabama River and Tallapoosa River. But if you see orange on the map, and there's a bunch of orange, that's rivers that are already in above flood stage. And that's going to get worse and worse as we go through the next few days. In fact, over the next week, the rainfall amounts expected are just astronomical. So check out the morning video if you get a chance. Risk of showers and thunderstorms around later on today. Through the evening hours tonight, today's high 76, tonight's low 60. Doesn't feel like a day in February. Upper 70s tomorrow, small risk of showers daytime. Showers and storms become more likely Wednesday night and through the overnight hours, and another Wednesday night severe weather situation. I know, and bad timing, because when it's in the overnight hours, you know, I mean, obviously that's risky. Few storms with damaging winds, can't rule out a tornado. Severe threat continues till about Thursday morning, and then falling temperatures later in the day on Thursday. We'll be in the low 30s by Friday, a chilly day Friday. Saturday's dry, more rain Sunday. Right now this morning, south winds at 8 miles per hour. Very tropical feel to the air with 70 degrees at 7:39. You know, Montgomery Paint and Body is ready to serve you anytime. As a matter of fact, they've been serving me for over three decades. I kid you not. We would never recommend to you a business that we didn't believe in ourselves. Well, they've been in business for over 35 years, and that's because not only are they straight shooters, they are meticulous about the fixing the damage. You don't even see the damage behind that bumper, the damage beyond that panel or under the chassis, that some places would say, you know, we probably don't need to fix that. We can probably get around with not doing that. That's so at Montgomery Paint and Body. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Their phone number is easy, because when you're in an accident, you know, you get a little scattered brain because you're thinking about a lot of stuff. 27-WRECK with a W. 27-WRECK with a W. Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body is ready to serve you. And by the way, when you get your car back, it's going to be detailed like it just came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body are the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
I just came across some sound I would like to hear. This is a woman on a plane in Europe who was quite upset about flying through some stormy weather.
Turbulence.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw this.
Yeah.
The reason I wanted to hear it.
I saw that video. Yeah. You don't see the person. It's just somebody whipped out their phone on the flight.
The reason I wanted to hear that, we've all had our moments on planes where something happened. I was on an emergency landing once on a jumbo jet where the landing gear door didn't retract when the plane took off. Mm. We had to dump all the fuel over the Everglades. It evaporates on the way down. Yeah. And then it didn't occur to me we're making an emergency landing until we come to Miami and I see fire trucks all the way down the length of the runway. Yeah. And it was fine. But one time coming out of Denver, I was on the aisle and the husband was next to me and she was at the window and she was crying before that plane even moved. Mm-hmm. And we're all trying to reassure her, hey, this is so easy. The plane takes off. We're airborne, I would say, right around 10 to 15 seconds. And then it was like somebody spanked the plane on the left side and it went almost this All the crap fell out of the overhead bins on the right side of the plane. I remember watching playing cards go by my face in slow motion. It was weird. That woman that was so nervous sounded exactly like that for 2 hours on the way to Chicago.
See, it doesn't help other passengers who are having trouble.
That was the only, I think it was the only flight I was ever on. There may have been one other. The only flight I was ever on where the flight attendants came on right after the plane stabilized and said, cocktails will be free for the duration of the flight. So everybody got off that
one. Did you see some of those planes trying to take off and land in that European storm? The actual plane trying to stabilize to land on the runway correctly in that kind of turbulence?
JT and Leanne just went to New York, and I guess they landed at LaGuardia in conditions similar to when I had crosswind, low ceiling. You're coming into LaGuardia, man, if you're in a thick cloud.
You're next to the water, right?
You're next to the water and coming in over homes that are right outside the window just before you make the landing.
Yep.
Always an adventure. 7:42, Animal Stories coming up next.
Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It's now looking likely that T-Mobile and Sprint will merge. The Wall Street Journal says the two companies and representatives for the states that sued to block the merger have been notified that the judge considering the case is about to approve the deal. To receive Justice Department approval, Sprint agreed to sell some of its prepaid phone plans to Dish Network. A coalition of state prosecutors could appeal the decision. A lot of kids are playing with toys from Frozen 2 and Star Wars. Those toys are made by Hasbro, which is reporting a stronger than expected holiday quarter. There was strong demand for the Star Wars and Frozen toys, and Spider-Man and Avengers toys also sold more than expected. Forever 21 is canceling its bankruptcy auction and will be moving ahead with plans to sell itself to a group of buyers that includes mall company Simon Property Group. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a storage unit fire early Monday morning. Crews were called to the Red Dot storage facility on Atlanta Highway. 10 units were damaged. Officials say a woman has minor injuries. The cause of that fire is under investigation. The Pike Road Planning Commission approved the site plans for a Publix grocery store last night. The store will be built at the intersection of Pike Road and Vaughn Road. Construction should begin in March. It's expected to be completed by spring of 2021. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team will hold a public meeting Wednesday. The goal is to get public input on many of the critical issues the team is tackling. That meeting is at 5:30 Wednesday at Montgomery City Hall. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
No one can sling an offensive insult like former Vice President Joe Biden.
You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
And now, you can have the same witty retorts right in your pocket with the Joe Biden Insult Generator.
You're a dishonest, monkey-toed, crocodile electrician.
Just tap the app for an insult only Joe Biden could come up with.
I'm sorry, I just need to see other people.
Oh, yeah? Well, take this.
You're an untruthful, frog-legged llama chauffeur.
What? The Joe Biden Insult Generator can help in any situation.
Henderson, you're fired. What do you have to say to that? You're a duplicitous, web-footed aardvark plumber.
The Joe Biden Insult Generator.
You're a sneaky, tiger-striped buffalo phlebotomist.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. Some of the news elephants signaling that it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman, bring us up to the vocal. Could have been a little bit tighter.
Yeah, well.
We start our Animal Story newscast with tales of a berserk otter. A mom in Florida got into it with a river otter after it attacked her dog and got inside their house. Her daughter ended up getting bitten on the leg and needed a rabies shot. She's okay. Ooh. Then they told the whole story to a reporter a couple of days later.
Mm-hmm. My husband's like, Case, you just alligator wrangled an otter in the living room.
All I saw was like a big like black ball like all over the place. And so he like stumbled in the door and then I tried to shut it as fast as possible. But then like the otter got stuck.
He and the dog are in a big tangled tumbleweed spinning around in here. I grabbed it and this is the chair. I walked by this chair and I was like, somebody open the door, screaming with it. And it grabbed on and was like, pulling the chair back. And I was like,
yeah, I would imagine that would be, I've seen river otters.
Right.
They're very common in Central Florida. First time I saw one, I thought I saw the Loch Ness because it's thick.
And I bet they have big teeth.
It's like a big furry snake.
Yeah. Sort
of. Yeah, they do. And I did not know that they would be that bold to come up on land and do what this one did.
You have
a little black dog there.
I see it. Do you have an other story?
No, that's the only story. Other than that, there isn't much. Firefighters in California said they ended up using a power saw to free a cat, a rogue cat, that ended up with its head stuck in the middle of a tire rim. The Cal Fire Riverside County Fire Department sent a crew from Station 65 in Moreno Valley.
I saw it, a video. Yeah.
I feel like I come in here the day after you guys find everything out.
No, it's okay. It's a great summary of the day that had just happened.
Firefighters brought the whole tire with the cat's head still stuck in the rim to their station, where they used a power saw to carefully cut the rim around the feline. The cat was taken to a local animal shelter where it's expected to be put up for adoption.
Then there was a lady that ran into the street yesterday and picked up a kitten off of a busy, busy highway before the kitten was smushed.
Oof.
Yeah.
By the way, Coors Light is planning a program offering to pay $100 of adoption fees on dogs for people who adopt between February 4th and 21st. It's the Valentine's trade-in. Go to Coors.com for more information.
Good for Coors.
Those are your animal stories.
Hey, all the... Sorry, I just get into it. that Kansas City Chief player who sponsored the who paid for all the dog adoptions at one particular shelter, or whichever one it was, all dogs got adopted.
Nice.
Every single dog got adopted.
That is awesome.
Hear that story.
Yeah. Way to make use of your celebrity. That's how to do it, guys. 751.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry.
And Holly from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry.
And we are hooping it up for a $99 special at Margaret's this Valentine's Day. We are talking about gold hoops.
You got to get these. You cannot miss this deal.
That's true. No guy can go wrong with this. What an unbelievable gift. And just $99.
She can dress them up. She can dress them down.
$99 Valentine's Special Marguerites. Gold hoops, white, yellow, or rose gold. Coming quick. They're going fast at Marguerites. Thank you.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks and they are dedicated and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Everybody is kung flu fighting. Coronavirus is so frightening. Drove down to Walgreens like lightning. In a time of Purell, I'm lying. Everybody is kung flu fighting.
754, man. And then yesterday, Biloxi Gambler, right?
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time in Louisiana and down south, and he's talking about something that's far more serious than corona.
Oh?
The norovirus.
Which one? Noro?
Norovirus. Yeah. And he said, everybody, you should be keeping hand sanitizer with you, whether you're using a gas pump or any other place, because it's highly contagious. There's a story on the norovirus on my Facebook page. And I also put from today's Animal Stories collection the young lady who had to go through
the otter incident.
Yeah. And see the heroic dog who survived that as well. SeaWorld is now phasing out dolphin surfing and other related stunts that involve trainers riding on dolphins' dorsal fins and snouts. I had a chance to spend a day behind the scenes at the Seaquarium years ago. I never got the sense that the dolphins seem to love that. They love the human contact because they're such smart creatures.
They're very social.
They really are. I mean, what do I know? I just think that this is how we learn about creatures. This is how we learn to...
They're not being tortured.
No. Oh, my God. I mean, it's they kind of lose the hunting instinct.
Yeah.
Because there's a guy standing there with a nice piece of fish for a little trick. I have mixed feelings about that. I'm not a real PETA fan. As it is, we are at 7:55. What do we got coming up next hour?
Well,
we got Fox News at the top of the hour.
Yeah, we got a conundrum at some point.
Yeah, or did we decide?
Well, I like yesterday's. Did you save yesterday's?
I saved yesterday's.
I like that one.
All right.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, we could actually start now, or at least get people thinking about it. You want to call in at 272-9228, feel free. But it's something that about 20 people will touch before it's finally purchased.
Ooh.
Could it be a fresh fruit?
Ooh.
What do I know? I'm just the host. 272-9228. 20 people will touch this particular item before somebody finally buys it. If you think you know the answer, 272-9228, a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card for the first correct answer.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have cars everywhere this morning. We are very busy right now everywhere. I-65 and 85. Heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery at the interchange. Slow traffic across the Alabama River Bridge on 65 southbound. 85 southbound into Montgomery. Slow traffic from Mount Meigs up to Taylor Road. We've got a busy boulevard, Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue inbound, and the 31s are dumping a lot of traffic into Montgomery as we speak. Please buckle up, drive carefully. No accidents into us to pass along to you. We'll keep you posted. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Repeating the conundrum, we've got time to take a couple of calls before the top of the hour.
All right.
Before anybody buys this particular item, it will be touched by about 20 people. So what are we talking about at 272-9228? So Bo Holt, he's never given up. He wants to win this.
Right. Yeah, it's been a while since I've won something. I'm going to say a blanket.
A blanket.
Everybody wants to see if the blanket is as soft as it looks. But that's not the answer we need on this one. But you got to start it, Bolt.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. 272-9228. You call, we'll take it.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as the Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this.